अब मैं बिला किसी तमहीद के हजरत मौलाना मुफ्ती अजीमुद्दीन साहब मद्दजिल्लुहुल आली जो दारुस्सलाम के प्रिंसिपल और डायरेक्टर हैं उनसे मैं गुजारिश करता हूँ तो यहाँ तशरीफ लाएं। अब हजरात को मालूम है कि मुफ्ती अजीमुद्दीन साहब साउथ अफ्रीका के दारुल उलूम ज़करिया जोहान्सबर्ग से माशाअल्लाह फाजिल हैं और एक एतबार से वो कड़ी भी और वो शजरा भी जाकर जो है दारुल उलूम देवबंद ही से मुनासिबत रखता है। मैं उनसे अदबन गुजारिश करता हूँ कि वो बज़बान अंग्रेजी यहाँ पर अपने सीरतुल नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के उनवान पर अपने ज़रीन ख्यालात को पेश फरमाएं। मुफ्ती अजीमुद्दीन साहब।
बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह वकफा वस्सलातु वस्सलामु अला रसूलिल्लाह। قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله لكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم قل أطيعوا الله ورسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأنس رضي الله عنه يا بني إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل ثم قال يا بني وذلك من سنتي ومن أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My most respected honorable scholars, teachers, ulama and dear guests, brothers and sisters and young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I really think that this was an unnecessary thing for me to be present here speaking in the presence of my teacher's teachers. And this is something that our one of the Hadim Saab and the other ulama just kind of mentioned and forced it on me. I said, okay, fine. Alamur Fawbalad, but genuinely speaking, there's no need for this. But he asked me to do it, so I have, Karhan said, fine, I will speak. I wanted to be part of this gathering, fine. But to be speaking in the presence of such others, I didn't think it was necessary. But khair. He decided, so I'm going to share, keep it very short and sweet, inshallah, and allow Hazrat to speak. This is a jalsa and a gathering where we speak about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We speak about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and every one of us knows that we have to inculcate the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart. And without that, our deen is there is no deen. It's not incomplete. There is no deen. Allah subhanahu wa taala tells us in the Quran, a very often quoted ayah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ Say, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have to provide the proof. The proof is, it's easy for a person to say, I love Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a being that you can touch, that you can express your love exactly to Him in the way we express our love to each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a being that is very latif. He is batin, لَيْسَ دُونَهُ شَيْءٍ. He is very, very subtle. You cannot express your love to Him in a manner that you would express, for example, to each other. So now how do you know someone loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Well, Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell the people, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ that if you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي then follow me. Yani follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow the footsteps. Wherever I walk, follow in those footsteps. And if you do so, then that's a proof that you love Allah. And once you start loving Allah, Allah will give you two rewards. Number one, يُحِبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will return that love with love. And when Allah returns that love with love, your life is made. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves an individual, then every single thing in the heavens and the earth will be used to facilitate your life. Everything. From you know, things, the most amazing things will happen in order to make your life peaceful and happy. The sun and the moon can change the direction, the weather can change, the earth can change, anything and everything can change in order to get one thing done. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a person there, his mahbub, his beloved. So the first gift we all get if we love Allah, is that we will become the beloved of Allah. What else could we possibly ever desire? When you're walking around, going to work, coming back to work, paying your bills, but you are walking as a beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing that Allah genuinely loves you from amongst the billions and billions of people. Number two, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. That's the thing we all need the most, want the most, is forgiveness of sins. Because minor and major mistakes are made on a daily basis. So when that is forgiven, our life is made. Wallahu ghafur rahim. And of course, that's what Allah does. This is who Allah is. He loves to forgive and He is most merciful. So this ayah is an ayah that we all have heard multiple times. It's speaking about the importance of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to express that love, you have to follow the footsteps of Rasul salam. So all of us now, we take back this point, except inshallah, of course, I'm going to try to follow the Rasul salam sunnah, so that Allah will love me and Allah will forgive my sins. And my brothers and sisters, love of Rasulullah s.a.w. comes in very different ways. And there's so many ways to express your love of Rasulullah. And we should never underestimate what a person has. You know, we never should judge people that this person does not love Rasulullah s.a.w. We don't know what action of a person may be powerful in gaining his or her forgiveness, even though apparently they may be lacking in some aspects of the deen. But love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Rasul sallam, if it's inside the heart, it really does great. And it will be a great blessing for that person without us even recognizing that. So I shared one ayah with you, and I'm going to share one hadith, which I read already at the beginning. That is, once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was with his attendant and khadim of 10 years, Anas radiallahu anhu, and he loved him like a son, and he was a young boy as it is anyway. So he looked at Anas radiallahu anhu, turned to Anas radiallahu anhu, and imagine when a person, he gives advice to general public, then there's an advice you give to your own son, one-on-one, speaking to the son, looking into his eyes. Obviously that advice is going to be really special. It's really coming from the bottom of your heart. And you really want this person to do that. When is a general advice you give, and as a physician who's speaking to patients, but there's a one-on-one talk you may have with the son or daughter regarding a medical issue. As a something else, a trainer who's training hundreds of people for work, but then he's trying to train his son. It's another whole different type of thing. Rasulullah one-on-one is giving this advice, and look at he says. He doesn't say, "Oh Sahabi, oh person." He says, "Ya bunayya, oh my dear son," and addresses him like that. So now this is very important. I want you to listen to me, because I'm speaking to you as a fatherly figure now. I'm speaking to you with this love that you're not just a son, my dear son, beloved son. He said, "In qadarta an tusbiha wa tumsiya," I'm asking you to do something. If you are capable of doing something, please do so. What is that? If you're capable of waking up in the morning and going to bed at night without having any mixed feelings for anyone, okay, milawat, any mixed feelings for anyone, then fafal, please do so. Do so. I want you to do this. This is my advice to you. And then he looked back at him and again he said, "Ya bunayya." Again he said, "Oh my dear son. وَذَلِكَ مِنْ سُنَّةِ." That is my way of life. That's how I live my life. You want to know my sunnah? This is my sunnah, that I wake up in the morning and I go to bed at night and I do not have any ill feelings or mixed feelings for anyone. And then he said, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّةِ فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِ. Whoever loves my sunnah indeed has loved me. So you can't claim, I can't just simply claim I love Rasulullah. The proof is in the pudding. We have to love the sunnah, which would equate as loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, those are simply claims without any proof. And then he said, "وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ," that whoever loves me will be with me in paradise. Done. He gave us ABC, how to get from point where we are to be with him in Jannah. Not just in Jannah, but to be with him. And that is, make sure you have a clean heart when you go to bed, and make sure you have a clean heart when you wake up in the morning. And know very well, that's how I lead my life. Revive the sunnah, practice it, the proof is in the pudding. If you do this, it's not going to be easy. But if you do it, you're doing it out of my love. And this will be your key to Jannah with me. Brothers and sisters, Rasulullah was sitting in a gathering, and he said, "Watch, a person right now is going to come who is from the people of Jannah." So the Sahabi says, a Sahabi came who was just had finished his wudu, the water of wudu was dripping, he had his shoes in his left hand, and he was walking through, and he walked by, and everyone looked, "Wow, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this person is going to Jannah." This happened 3 days in a row. 3 days in a row. Then Abdullah ibn Amr al-As radiallahu anhu, he said, "I want to know what has made this person achieve this status. This is not just a random thought that people say he's pious. This is on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lips in front of us, in front of all these people." He said, "He's a Jannati." So he said, "I went to him and I said, I have argued with my father over something, and I have taken an oath that I'm not going to spend the night and not going to go home. So may I spend the night with you?" And he said, "Okay." And the purpose of this, Anas radiallahu anhu is the narrator of this hadith, is the purpose of this person was that he wanted to simply see what was going on at home. He was envious for the lot that he was enjoying. But I would like to also do what this person has done in order for me to be achieving the same status of being a Jannati, inshallah. Right? That's what he had. Not jealousy. They're not motivated by jealousy, but it's motivated by competition. That I would like this. So he goes home for 3 days and three nights he spends there, and he sees that nothing special. The only thing is that when he used to take turns in the night, and his eyes would open up, you know, he would remember Allah, do some dhikr. That's it. Nothing beyond that. Third day came, and he said, I'm leaving. And then he told his host, he was very open with him, he said, you know, I hadn't really had any argument or anything of that sort, but I had come to simply witness to see what happens in your house. And I've seen nothing special, so I'm about to go. So the host also said, it is what it is. You saw what I do and what I don't do. So there's nothing. I mean, if that's what you took away, then that's what you took away. So he said, I left. Then that sahabi, look, mashallah, look at his sincerity. He says, you know, why don't you come back? Let me just tell you something. It may be of some benefit to you. And he said, what is that? And he said, غير أني. He said, I am what I am. He said, غير أني لا أجد في نفسي لأحد من المسلمين غشا ولا أحسد أحدا على خير أعطاه الله إياه. He said, I just do two things. They're small, two little things. Number one, I do not have any mixed feeling for any Muslim in my heart. No mixed feelings for any Muslim. We're not talking about relatives. We're not talking about people down the street, our musallis of the masjid, in-laws, cousins. We're talking about any Muslim. Period. I don't have mixed feelings. And number two, وَلَا أَحْسَدُ أَحَدًا. I am not jealous of anyone for whatever blessing Allah has given them. I'm happy for other people's progress. I am never jealous for that. فَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. He said, هَذِهِ الَّتِي بَلَغَتْ بِكْ. He said, well, this is it. This is the reason why you've gotten the status. And in one narration he mentioned, he said, what you just said is it. And I tell you, this is very, very difficult. I acknowledge the fact that this is not easy. So this is a reminder for myself, number one, all of us here, that in order to get with Rasulullah in paradise and to revive his sunnah, to love him, we have to start from the basics. And that is cleansing our heart, keeping our heart clean. It is very easy. For example, we always talk about, you know, other things. For example, a person may say, you know, on certain aspects, a person will say, grow the beard. And is that a sunnah? Is it a wajib? Yes. But how often do we, including myself, number one, we have the beard. But inside the heart, subhanAllah, what is the condition? How many grudges, how much jealousy, how much hatred, how many ill feelings we may be stocked up inside the heart? And the worst part is, we think we're lovers of Rasulullah. We think, mashallah, we're there. Everyone else, all these people, you know, these people, they shirk, they all, you know, subhanAllah, they hate Rasulullah. And me, alhamdulillah, look at this. This doesn't even allow us to even reflect on our lives. It doesn't even allow us to make tawbah, because we're in the superiority complex, thinking that I'm better than others. Right? I've got, at least I'm wearing a thobe, I've got this, I'm wearing a turban, I'm set. When anyone, you can get out and grab a non-Muslim from down the street and give him a turban, and many of them have beards too. It has to be done. If it's done out of the love of Rasulullah, then what about the basic thing of keeping the heart clean? So I remind myself and all of us here, let us inshallah make this effort, let's make this intention, Ya Allah, that allow me to cleanse my heart from any ill feelings for anyone, my elders, my youngsters, my spouse, my children, my in-laws, my relatives, uncles, aunts, and musallis of the masjid, general public, whoever it may be. Ya Allah, allow me to keep my heart clean. This is something you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tahajjud salah. Ask Allah tomorrow, tonight is the night of Friday, Jumu'ah. Ask Allah between the khutbahs, after the khutbah, Ya Allah, allow me to forgive people. Allow me to have a clean heart. And whoever we have a grudge against, especially jealousy, what we should do, as we've learned from our teachers, make dua for that person. Give sadaqah on behalf of that person. Give a dollar for that person we have ill feelings for. And make dua for them. Ya Allah, give them more. Give that person more. It's very hard in the nafs to make dua for someone we're jealous of. But inshallah ta'ala, the more dua we'll make, Allah will cleanse our heart. I pray to Allah Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He allows all of us to put this into practice. Allows our relatives, family members, and progeny put this into practice. And inshallah, through this amal, allow us all to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest levels of Jannah tomorrow. Wa akhiru da'ana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakallah.